Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to everybody. God bless all of you worldwide. Thank God for you. And to all of you who are joining us by way of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line and by way of the blog line, we just thank God for you. It's a wonderful day to give praise, God praise. I want to thank God for Ambassador Dr. Junie Hagan, and I'm sure for her wonderful introduction. For all of you on the line, to our First Lady, Dr. Betty Johnson, and to our mother to the nation, Dr. Stern, and to all of you worldwide, all the bishops and superintendents, pastors, elders, and friends. We praise God for you. We're co-laborers in Jesus Christ. Thank God for everything that he's done and is doing. Thank God for all of you worldwide, 100 million listeners, they tell me, and 195 different nations is reported to us. And we just thank God for it. Amen. Want you to know that we love you and we approach you as a lamb coming to shepherds and shepherdess. I know all of you have great ministries, or many of you do, and we just appreciate the opportunity to just present Jesus to you again. He's so ultra awesome, so ultra phenomenal and wonderful. I know all of you realize that God has been good to you. All I'm trying to do is help us to realize how good he's been to us. I told you yesterday about how it is that our heart beats 72 times and in a night from yesterday morning to this morning. That's over 100,000 times that your heart beats. I wonder, can you take some time out to give God praise since he took time out to let your heart beat all night long? My God. He's been so, so good. I want to go to him in prayer. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I count it the most awesome privilege to come before you and give you praise and glory. Nobody can do what you do. Nobody can make a way like you. Nobody can bless us like you. Nobody can heal us but you. Oh, God, nobody has that awesome, awesome favor. Nobody has that awesome, awesome anointing to destroy every yoke but you. And we just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come before you. I don't know, Lord, if many of us realize what a wonderful privilege it is to even come in your presence, because some would be so honored if they stood before the King of England and the Queen of England. Some would be so honored if they had the privilege to stand before the King there in Ghana or in other African nations. Oh, God, some would be so honored if they stood before the African Zulu King and other kings. But, God, the greatest privilege of my life is to come before you and to tell you thank you for all the things that I don't even know you did, and for all the things that you've done that we don't thank you enough for. I had one person ask why we're going to thank him 1,000 times, and I just laughed. Some people just don't know of your goodness and how good you've been. Some people don't know how awesome you are. But we do, Lord, and we just thank you for the privilege. I just don't want to take up much of your time, because I know you're always busy. But if you look us on this prayer line, look on the prayer line, forgive all sin of every person, I ask. If I've offended you in any way, said anything, done anything, thought anything that you didn't like, forgive me. Look on this line and bless your people. I want to thank you, Lord, because I believe this is the No, I'm sorry, the 75th day of our fast that you put us on, Lord, this line, that's what I'm referring to. And I just want to thank you because you brought us this far. Oh, God, some who, when we announce the fast, some didn't believe it. But, God, you have done it. Others have kept record of the days. And so we want to thank you. Now, God, we ask you to bless those less fortunate than we are, all in foreign lands, overseas, many places. Oh, God, and then remember those who are less fortunate than we are in America. Amen. So much is happening here. I want to ask you to forgive me, Lord, and forgive us, because here in America, so many murders have been going on, and so many rapes and robberies and other things have been going on. But God, I didn't really bring it before the people and have them to pray about it before things got serious. My bad. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me. Sin of omission. I should have done it much sooner, but thank you for letting me do it now, because prayer does change things. And you are the one who changes everything. A day without you, Lord, a day without praying to you is a wasted day. And God, we come to you right now. Bless these people. Help them, Lord. You gave me that new assignment to try to help people to realize how good you've been to them. I'm doing my best. But help me, would you please? God, help the people. Help the people to realize how good. Because I believe, Lord, if they realize your goodness and how really good you've been to them, they would be waiting just to praise you. It must be that they don't realize how good you are to them. And so I just want to say to you, I'm trying. Now, Father, I want to ask you to heal the sick on this line. Those who have aches and pains in their bodies, and those who have a sickness and disease, I'm going to ask you to heal it. We've been fasting and praying. I heard your son Jesus say, these kind goes out by fasting and praying. And so we've been doing that, and I'm asking you to do it now. Heal all sickness. And I say all sickness because I read in your word that you were in the midst of the multitude through your son Jesus, and he healed all persons in the multitude. So, God, I'm asking you to heal all persons on this line this morning. Yeah. Thank you for it. In the name of Jesus. Raise them up, God. Fix every problem, every situation. And I know you are already aware that they need your financial help. And God, I'm asking you to show up and show up and show out in finances everywhere. Oh, God. Drop some chunks that are undeniable that they'll have to say, nobody but the Lord could have done that. In the name of Jesus. My goal, as you know, I've said it before you many times, is to get you, well, one of my goals is to get you more glory, that people will realize what you've done and glorify you much more. This is my prayer, and I thank you for it in advance. Thank you for it, Lord. Bless, bless, bless on this prayer line today. Bless every participant. Oh, God, I wish they would listen even to my prayer, because they would have heard me say, bless every participant, and you answer my prayers. So they would be blessed today just by giving you a praise report and a prayer request. Every participant, bless them, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, I pray also that you look on this ministry. Oh, God, bless it. Bless every ambassador. Let them come up, Lord. Don't let ambassadors crawl, is my prayer. And don't let ambassadors in that crawl. These are people that you now place your hand upon, and some of them don't even realize it. I did preach that message, Lord. You told me to preach it. But how to recognize how the real voice of God. And some of them recognize it, but some of them just, I don't know, Lord. I'm going to leave them in your hands. I'm going to leave them in your hands. But, and I preach the message to them, Lord, like you told me to. God. And told them that they ought to learn to recognize a miracle. Because you're doing so many miracles for them. But they don't even seem to realize it. I feel some like, somewhat sometimes like Moses, God. About how hard-hearted the people are. And how stubborn they are. I told them, God, like you told me. I'm just going to leave them in your hands. You fix it for them in the name of Jesus, I pray. Now, Lord, bless them. Amen. Many mean well. We got many, Lord, who are trying to do their best. I certainly don't want to forget them, Lord. Please help them, bless them as they strive for you and to give you glory and to give you honor and to give you praise. Thank you again and again for everything that you do on this prayer line. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. And those who are leaders, help them and bless them in Jesus' name we pray. God, thank you as we move forward. Touch my body in the name of Jesus. And thank you for the privilege of having some discomfort, oh, God. Because if I didn't have it, you couldn't heal it. And you are healing it. And thank you so much for it. In the name of Jesus, I'm praying this prayer this morning. And that's between me and you, God. Thank you. Amen and amen. God bless all of you on the prayer line. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
God bless you. Let's speak to the Lord, everybody. Good morning, Lord. Good morning,
good morning, Lord.
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning. Good morning, Lord. I want us to open up this morning. Let's give God some showed up praise. Lord, thank you, thank you. Praise check everybody.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you, Lord.
Well, I just had to say it for my sisters.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless all of you this morning.
Yes.
He has been so ultra awesome.
Thank the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank
I know it may not sound good on the phone. Ask all of y'all who can.
Thank you, God. Thank
your mouth and help me say this. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Yay. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
God, thank you. Not perish,
but have an everlasting life.
There is therefore now no condemnation in them which are in Christ Jesus. Well, not after the flesh, but after the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Preserve
the Lord is my life. The Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?
Bless the Lord all the time. Praise you indeed, my God. Anybody else?
Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty.
Well, wait, somebody else.
Dwelling in obedience, you shall eat the blood of the Lamb. 119 of Isaiah. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust.
If my people, which are called by my name,
If my people, which are called by my name,
would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways.
Thank you, Jesus.
Then will I hear from heaven. I will heal the land and forgive their sins. 2 Chronicles 7:14.
All right, what does that mean to us, though? Because we're in a terrible array right now.
Amen.
All around America. And by the way, let me say that I feel led tomorrow morning to bring that message that I brought Sunday. I talked about stop the violence. Okay, but 2 Chronicles 7:14, what does that mean to us? On this line here. Amen. What does that mean to us? If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, and they'll hear from heaven. Somebody tell me what that means to you. Amen.
Chief Ambassador Skip, since I started it, I don't have a lot of time at the moment, but I will just hit on a few things. If my people, which are called by my name, those that are saved, those that I call and put my hands on, those that are professing to be the righteousness of God in Christ, those that say they are mine, if my people, which are called by my name, who's representing me, will humble themselves and pray. And we know what humble means. I'm just going to hit on a little. Humble themselves and pray, not to P-R-E-Y on people. But if we will pray for ourselves, for our communities, for this world, pray when you see things are not going right. See, Israel found themselves in a situation that nobody can pull them out of but God. But all that he asked them to do was, if my people, I see this, I see everything, my eyes are in every place, but if my people, which are called by my name, all I ask you to do is pray and just show up anointed, and I'm going to do the work. Vengeance is the Lord. He told us not to ever do anything out of anger, out of spite, whatever what we see going on, even in this world today. You can't fight this battle on your own, but I can do it. Glory to God. I've seen so many people of God call themselves trying to curse somebody. We can't do nothing. We don't have that kind of power, but he told us what we can do. We can pray, but he says, vengeance is the Lord, and I will repay. And it's a horrible thing to fall into the hands of God. But then he said, if you would just seek my face, all you got to do is just praise. But I know faith without works is dead. And there are times when you have to move in an action state. You have to get up out of the seat. You've got to make a voice. And that's why we have to pray for our generation that we're dealing with today, because they don't understand the struggles that we had to go through and our forefathers had to go through. We have a generation we have to pray for that who is saying, I am not living in slavery. You won't do me like you've done my ancestors. That's not my inheritance, because they don't really know about the prayer on your knees this, we have to make sure our hands are right, our hearts are right, everything is clear. We can't do one thing today out of one morning with confessing, but by the end of the day, you're sinning. He said, pray and turn from your evil and wicked ways. David knew the ways of God because he walked with God. That was one thing about David that God loved. He knew knew what he was doing, but he said, but David loved me. David had ways. He knew my ways. But Moses knew the acts of God. But he said, you will seek. Dasiko is the Greek for a word for it. Seek, that means like you looking for me in a place you've never found me, glory to God. You praise me like you never praised me. You don't walk by what you say, oh God, I got to get out of here. But seek my face and turn, because when you're seeking the face of God, you don't stay the same, because you have entered into a place before the Lord God. You've entered to a place of worship that will show you yourself. There is no sin in you. Purification, holiness, and sanctification, glory to God, and your turn, nobody has to tell you, it'll fall off of you, it'll come off of you, glory to God, and turn from your evil and wicked ways. He said, then, hallelujah, then, and we just get past the then, we run over then. Then I will heal the land. For those that are saved, you just be still and see the salvation of God and keep doing what God tells you to do. God is moved by your obedience to him. Hallelujah. Then I'll heal the land and I'll forgive the sin. No matter what's coming on the land, but those that are called by my name, I'm going to take care of you when the famine comes. I'm going to take care of you when chaos is here. All you do is praise me, because the people of God that are not saved will be running to the house. Have the doors ready. Have the worship ready. Be positioned for what God is going to do. Hallelujah. God bless you. Yeah, go.
All right. Pastor said, all right, the line is open to you. Anybody else? What does that mean to you? If my people, which are called by my name, to humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Anyone else? God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for that scripture. I thank God for how she brought it out. And I was thinking how God, how the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We can't get like the people in the street, but we have to seek God and let God work it out. And if God's people, that's the holiness people, people that's living right and walking upright before God, if we will humble ourselves, try to do it ourselves, but give it over to God, and God will work it out. And I thank and praise God for that scripture. Thank and praise God for this prayer line and for this time.
God bless you. Beautiful. That's Mother Digby, I believe.
Yes, it is.
All right. Someone else jump in there and talk about it. We all have different personalities. Let the Lord use you according to who you are. Amen. 2 Chronicles 7:14. The line is open to you. Anybody else? Go ahead. Amen. 2 Chronicles 7:14. There are some stipulations in this scripture here before you hear from heaven and before you get your land and before you get your sins forgiven and before you get your land healed. There are some stipulations in this scripture, and there's an if to the scripture. God says he'll do some phenomenal things for you if you will pray and if you will turn from the wicked ways. Yeah, if you will seek his face. Those are the ifs. And then there's one more that's huge. This is huge. Humble yourself. Yeah. God doesn't use anybody who thinks he's on God's level. You have to humble yourself. keep telling y'all, you think you ain't nothing. All God uses are failures. If you failed in your life, then you're just right for God to pick up and to use. When has he ever used anybody who came from a point where they were so righteous and so good until they didn't need God? I don't know of anybody. I do know of King Nebuchadnezzar, who got beside himself and looked around at all his possessions and said, "Oh, look how great I am." And I do remember that the outcome was God let him lose his mind and he began to eat grass like a horse. And out there, nails grew out like claws and toenails grew out looking like an animal with hair all over his head. And all he had to do was just thank God for what he had done for him. He had a mighty kingdom. God did let him be restored. But he had to go through a lot of things before he got restored simply because he wouldn't humble himself. That's one of the main things that God needs for us to do. Because if we don't do that, then... if somebody asks me, why is that? I'll tell you why. Because God has already been through that mess with Satan up in heaven. He wouldn't humble himself and tried to take over. And God says, we got him kicked out of heaven. And God says, I ain't letting nobody back in heaven with that same spirit. I believe he gave a commandment, a command to every person who watches the gate. Do not let people back in here with that spirit of the enemy. The angels beat him up and kicked him out one time, but don't let that spirit back in here. That greater that I am, high-mindedness, high-strungness. You ain't going to get into heaven. You're going to have to humble yourself. In fact, the land won't even be healed down here until you do. God had enough of that. Man, enemy trying to destroy the leader. Who was the leader? God himself. Enemy was infiltrating people around him. God himself. Said, I don't even want the people around him who are trying to infiltrate for him. I don't want the people who are listening to him in heaven again. Why? Because they and one-third of the heavenly host were kicked out of heaven. And God says, I don't even want him back, nor the people who are listening to him. I don't want them in heaven. Because they... So their wicked minds have infiltrated one-third of heaven. Then they're not going to get back in. Don't let nobody else back in like them either. Don't let them back in here. I believe that's a commandment there in heaven. If you got that spirit of high-mindedness and high-strongness and everything else, I don't believe you're going to get in the gate because you're not going to let that spirit in there. But... if his people who are called by his name, if they humble themselves and become like Jesus, the most humble person that I know of ever walked the face of this earth, Jesus, a king himself, but decided to come down from heaven and leave his throne and let people spit in his face, whip him all night long. People they thought was with him, I don't know if I'll say that, but people who wanted to say that they were with him, he didn't think they were with him because he knew their thoughts. But the people who said they were with him, they're the ones who condemned him to death. Humble, my God. And he left it for us if we would humble ourselves and simply pray. Why? Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. Great prayer, great power. Ultra awesome prayer, ultra awesome power. And anybody who will humble himself enough and pray, it goes without saying they're going to seek his face. I know what you want me to say, Lord. I don't know what to pray, but the Holy Ghost make it intercession for me. I'm seeking you, Lord. I want to know what you want me to do. And here I am, because I have humbled myself, I'm going to turn from my wicked ways. And because I'm praying to you and seeking your face, Lord, and turning from my wicked ways, I know I'm going to hear from you. Amen. I know I'm hearing from you on this fast, these people on this fast. Yeah, on this 75th day of fasting. We are hearing from you. These times coming down by fasting and praying, but we're hearing from you. Let me ask you something, Lord. If we, as your people, humble ourselves and pray to you and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways on the 75th day of our fast, will we hear from heaven? Will you do something in the land? Will you touch the murder rate and bring it down? Will you touch that rape and bring it down? What about the crime rate everywhere? Bring it down. God, those without jobs, will you bring that rate up? Give them good jobs, making good money. Can we hear from you? Can we hear from you? Will you forgive our sins? Confess. We confess every sin to you. Sin of omission, the sin of commission, things that we said, things we thought, anything that's not been pleasing in your sight, will you forgive? And none the other, will you forgive? And we pray, we humble ourselves, Lord, we humble ourselves. Turn to my witness. We ought to be able to hear from you. And if we hear from you, you said you forgive our sins. Then, Lord, last but not least, you said in that 2 Chronicles 7:14, if we would do those things, you would not only forgive our sin, but you said you would heal our land. So much grief there in Dallas. Oh, my God. So much grief there in Minnesota. So much grief there in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And so many other cities that have not been reported. The news media hadn't even told us that there were murders of policemen murdering other people, black men, in other cities around the same time that we heard around Baton Rouge. They wouldn't tell us because they were afraid that the whole country would riot. But there were several other cities that policemen had killed in. And now we're finding out.
Yes,
my God. We need you, Lord. We need you to heal the land. Your word says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. We're your children. We belong to you. And God, this is your earth. We ask you to heal it. Can nobody do it but you. Thank God for the president, for he ain't big as you, God. Thank God for the congressmen and senators. Thank God for the commissioners and everybody else, but they're not big like you. There ain't nobody on your level. You're the only one who could heal a whole land. You're the only one who could heal America. You're the only one who could heal Africa and India. They've been trying to heal Haiti for years and years, and Africa for years and years. Can't nobody do it but you. And you're the one who said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You own the earth. People own your property. They think they got their property. No, it's your property. Oh, God, you own it. And I'm asking you to heal it. Amen. We're going to humble ourselves. We're going to pray. We're going to seek your face. We're going to turn from our wicked ways. And God, you promise that we will hear from heaven, from you, and you will forgive us of every sin, and you would heal our land. Thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless all of y'all this morning. Ready for some prayer requests. If you got a prayer request, amen, don't crawl on me. If you got the prayer request, come on. The line is open to you. There are people on here, I believe, will pray, and you will hear from heaven. Amen. It's for you. The line is open to you. Anybody?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Annapolis, Indiana. I have a whole lot. But pray for Pastor Gina, the church, New Horizon United Methodist Church. There's lots going on. Divorce is going on in the church. Lord have mercy. And pray for just pray for the young men that's going through with their wives. There's a lot going on. You can't name it all. Just pray for the whole world. Sickness. There's so much sickness going on.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's pizza. Excuse me, that's pizza. A young lady I had had to change for some time ago. Eva Brown, she had passed away. That's a friend of mine, daughter. So pray for the Brown and the Ford family, please.
Now, what happened to the Brown family?
Later, I had to pray for it. Later, Hazel Brown, she passed yesterday in Memphis. Pray for that family, please. The Ford family and the Brown family, pray for their family.
Okay.
Mother, I have an unspoken request this morning.
Oh, you were breaking up. Who is this? Mother who?
Mother Wilson.
All right, Mother.
And forgive me. Not being on the prayer line last. I was sick yesterday and I felt real bad. I fell off to sleep and I woke up just a little before y'all got off the prayer line last night.
Uh huh. All right. We got you. All right. Anyone else? Thank you, Jesus. All right. God bless you. Just some prayer for these mothers. I want y'all to pray for Mother Willie Johnson. And wait a minute. First of all, I want y'all to pray for Dr. Betty, if y'all would. Uh-huh. Always keep her before you, because I want the Lord to bless her more and more. Amen. And pray for her. And pray for Mother Willie Johnson. Her prayer request is Pastor Gina and New Horizon United Methodist Church. So much going on. All right. Pray for the young men going through with their wives. And the whole world. Just pray for that church, United Methodist, New Horizon, the United Methodist Church. And we know that we all from different denominations on this line. God can solve problems everywhere. Then pray for Sister Peterson, Ambassador Peterson, who is concerned, and thank you so much for being concerned about those families. The Hazel Brown family, she passed. Praying for her family and for the Ford family. Amen. Pray for them. And Mother Wilson, we are mindful of you with your unspoken request. I'm a witness that God can solve unspoken requests. All right.